Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Most voters say President Biden is not addressing the nation's biggest issues. The COVID rate in mask-crazy California, now higher than mandate-free Florida. Traditional Thanksgiving foods in short supply. Gas prices hit record highs heading into the holidays. Also ahead, what do parents owe their children? But first, new poll from CNN says most voters believe President Biden is not addressing the country's biggest problems. 58% say Mr. Biden is focusing on the wrong issues. Top worries include the economy, COVID, immigration. Least important, say the people in the poll, climate change, racial injustice, national security. California's COVID rate now doubling that of Florida. Governors Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis taking drastically different approaches to the pandemic. The Golden State imposing the strictest virus rules in the country. The Sunshine State actually banned vaccine and mask mandates last summer. Right now, 62% of Californians are fully vaxxed compared to 60% of Floridians. Meantime, San Francisco is extending its vax passport to include children ages 5 to 11. Unbelievable. Thanksgiving dinner staples harder to find this year. Shoppers reporting shortages of turkey, pumpkin pie, sweet potatoes, cranberries, stuffing, even aluminum foil. Labor shortages at packing plants creating some of the chaos. Many facilities are operating at 50% capacity as businesses struggle with fewer workers, COVID rules, supply problems. Americans bracing for the most expensive Thanksgiving meal ever. Costs already up 20% 2 weeks before the holiday. The average price for gasoline reached $3.41 a gallon, the highest since 2014. Costs are up 50% since last January. Folks in California and New York City already paying $5 a gallon in some places. Cheapest spots remain Louisiana, Texas, Alabama. Prices are expected to rise an additional 50 cents a gallon by Christmas. In a moment, our children, what do we owe them? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, dealing with an eternal question. What do parents owe their children? Opinions differ, of course. Almost everybody says love. But what exactly does love entail? Recently, three famous people weighed in on the question. Shaquille O'Neal is worth $400 million and said this, quote, "My kids are kind of upset with me. I tell them all the time, we ain't rich, I'm rich. You got to have bachelor's or master's degrees, and then if you want me to invest in one of your companies, you're going to have to present it. I'll let you know, but I'm not giving you nothing, unquote, Shaquille O'Neal. Tough love? Maybe. Promoting self-reliance? I hope so. But a small message to Shaq. Proper grammar is important. It's I'm not going to give you anything. Double negatives sweeping the country. Then there is Daniel Craig, James Bond. He's worth about $160 million. Here's his quote. Isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you've failed? I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful. My philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go, unquote. And then there is the 92-year-old billionaire Warren Buffett, worth about $100 billion, if you can believe it. Quote from Buffett, after much observation of super wealthy families, here's my recommendation. Leave the children enough so that they can do anything, but not enough that they can do nothing. Interesting perspective. Now, most parents are not wealthy. But here's what I think we all owe the kids. Protection and affection. We have to be very, very aware of the dangers in this hyper-social media society. The kids aren't going to like it as they get older, but you have to protect them. Honesty. You can't be telling your kid he's great at something if he or she is not. Your attention as much as possible. All education through college, that's right. American parents have an obligation to pay themselves for their kids' education. If you don't have enough money to do that and you can't make enough money, don't have the kids. Because education is a key to success in this country. Moral guidance, that means teaching a philosophy of life. Here's mine. Do what you say you will do all the time. Encouraging work, earn some money, babysit, cut some lawns. Respect for elders, that has to be taught. Dignity, there's no rap allowed in my house, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. I don't want to encourage that kind of thing. And finally, generosity of spirit, helping others. And all of this comes down to personal discipline. That's what we owe the kids. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. President Biden's approval rating continues to crater. His current job performance stands at 38% in a USA Today poll. 59% give the chief executive a thumbs down. Now, the primary reason is simple. Old Joe and his crew are badly hurting the economy. The nation's supply chain problems will continue throughout the holidays. Inflation is rising. And Christmas gift giving may be very difficult. Here are some products you may have to forego this year. Turkey. There is a shortage because of meat packing plant employment problems. The cost of the bird up 20% compared to last year. Soda. A shortage of carbon dioxide means drink manufacturers like Coca-Cola are now unable to put fizz into the can the way they used to. Christmas toys already disappearing from the shelves. Companies like Lego, Hasbro, Mattel reporting fewer games for the urchins. Some parents started purchasing gifts before Halloween. Inflation, reduced supply, and high demand means some prices could jump 200% by Christmas. Finally, electronics. A global shortage of microchips and shipping problems on the West Coast of the USA means fewer smartphones, video games, televisions, even kitchen appliances are coming into this country. Supply chain issues causing most of the chips to remain in Taiwan and China where they are manufactured. And here's something else you might not know. If you are thinking of buying yourself or a loved one a car this Christmas, it's not going to be easy. It's nearly impossible for automakers to find parts needed to manufacture or repair vehicles. The cost for a car or truck in the USA is up, ready, 45% compared to last year. And that is new and used cars. The reason is poor planning by the Biden administration. It did not anticipate all the problems. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.